Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Today's Hey, I Was Wondering looks like this from Julie over in Valpo. Hi, Eric. Good morning, Eric and peeps.
Peeps.
With Election Day on the way, this was delivered a couple of days ago, early voting on this letter.
Okay.
I was wondering if the polls still open with the proclamation, hear ye, the polls are now open. I love going when the polls are open to hear it, but other people in my social circle have said their polling place doesn't do this.
Oh.
Is this just an old tradition that's an option? Can anyone who works at the polls shed some light on it? Has anyone else heard this? Thanks, just wondering, Julie. Hear ye, the polls are now open. I've never heard of this happening, the proclamation.
Really?
Like, somebody comes out and rings a bell?
Yeah.
I used to be an election judge.
You did?
Yeah. I used to do it.
Okay, how did you manage to, what kind of false paperwork did you submit to get that job?
No, well, actually, the first year, my sister did bring me along with her.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I was allowed to be there. But then the following years when I was allowed to vote, actually, you can be an election judge even when you're not allowed to vote. But
cool story, bro.
Yeah. So I used to go out to the suburbs, like Carroll Stream, like Schaumburg,
right.
Mount Prospect, like a bunch of far places.
Right.
And then I would do, we did that in the beginning, but normally there's a mix of like very old people
uh-huh.
and very young people working as election judges.
Sure.
So they are the ones who told me about it. It wasn't in any of the paperwork. You do have to announce that the polls are open.
Is there a bell?
No, there's no bell.
But they announce it. They say, hear ye.
Do they say, hear ye, or do they walk outside to, the door of the strip mall and go, all right, who's first?
Yeah, come on in.
We did the hear ye 1 year, and we only did it 1 year. And then we just said, hey, the polls are open.
Do they send you a script for the hear ye, or is that just you get to
script?
You get to improvise.
Well, there is a booklet where they tell you, step by step everything.
Right. Okay.
But
oh, yeah.
I didn't see that part. Just the... The nice old lady told me about it.
Are there is there anybody at a polling place right now that can let us know? Or maybe you're pulling up to the polling place. Or maybe you're listening on your earbuds right now. And for that, we thank you. You're in line at the polling place. Can we get alerted to, is there a hear ye?
That would be
apparently
cool.
In places like Schaumburg, Mount Prospect, et cetera,
Wakanda.
The far out
all
places.
The far places, exactly.
The
hinterlands of Chicago.
Right, to Violetta, right. Who hasn't got any farther out than Logan Square ever.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If you're in one of those spots, maybe you can let us know. Or in the past, have you gone to the polls? You've been there early and gotten the hear ye. Or like Violetta, maybe you were once one of the really old people or the really young people as a polling judge, and you got to yell the hear ye. I've never heard of it.
Neither have I.
The biggest,
I would love to see it, though.
I think they should have to do it.
Yeah.
I think it
yeah,
sounds
that's
like
amazing.
It would be kind of fun.
Maybe
and cool. And
read it off of a scroll.
Right, a big democracy moment happening.
Right.
They should be wearing white wigs.
White wigs. Look like George Washington, the whole thing. Wooden
exactly.
teeth.
Yeah,
totally.
Got to
put in wooden teeth for it.
Why not?
312-233-1019. Can anybody help Julie from Valpo on and out and us and to shed a little light on this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't trust Violetta. I think she just made all that up because there's no way we'd let an undocumented Serbian in there.
Undocumented.
Of course we would.
Yeah, you're right. We probably would.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, we probably would. You're right. 312-233-1019. Come on, democracy at work. It's Election Day. God bless America. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi. You were an election judge.
Yes, I was.
Are you also an undocumented Serbian?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm kidding.
Neither am I, if anyone
asks. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking around with that. Do they do this hear ye?
Yes, they do. It's in the opening things that you have to open up. If somebody goes out there and says, hear ye, the polls are open. It's in the rules to open.
In the bylaws. Have you? Were you ever the lucky one that got to do it?
No, I wasn't the head judge, so I didn't get to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's considered an honor. You got to be the head judge. Like the head judge doesn't look down to one of the rookies and go, you go do this.
No, it isn't.
Okay. All right. And is there a set script you said they got to follow?
Oh, there's step-by-steps about opening. And one of the last things that you have to announce now that the polls are open, and they say they put that little script in there.
Okay. Do you have to wear a powdered wig?
No.
Okay.
No.
Wooden teeth.
All right. You have to invoke a George Washington voice when you do it.
Hey, no, we have to actually take a vow about that we're going to do this honestly before we even open the polls.
Oh, that wouldn't be America.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay,
I skipped that part.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. That was great. We appreciate it. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi.
You're over there on the other side of the border, over there in Indiana.
I am. I'm actually in Porter County, Indiana.
Yay.
I'm actually standing here looking at a line of people lined up to vote right now.
Okay. Cool. Any hear yees come out?
Absolutely. My husband's running for judge here in Porter County. We followed all the mobile voting vans around, too. We have a mobile voting van here in Indiana, and at 4 o'clock it would open up, and the lady would always walk out every time and say, hear ye, the polls are now open.
It
definitely happened.
Man, oh man, thank you, Cindy. You're right, Violetta. This is the greatest day ever.
It's so exciting.
Isn't it? You know how I know it's the greatest day ever?
How?
All those National Guard trucks I drove by on the way in.
Oh, yeah. They're at the ready.
America,
they're at the ready.
The beautiful.
It's the greatest day ever when the National Guard gets called in.
The beautiful thing.
This only happens every 4 years.
That's
it's
so
election
true.
Day.
It's a big, big day today.
The leader of the greatest nation on the planet is in the midst of trying to be determined. Who will it be? Nobody knows. In fact, nobody will know for like a month.
Could be.
And then we might know, and then there'll be lawsuits, and then we won't know. But for now, we're going to give you three races that will likely know the outcome by tomorrow. We like to call this a brand new Eric in the Morning list. Whips, three random races that deserve attention. All right, so Whip, you're going to list them in order.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow you're going to let us know who won.
That's right.
And everybody in here, feel free to write down your predictions. You at home, feel free to do the same thing, because that's what elections are all about, gambling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Totally.
Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Whip's three random races in at number three.
For circuit court clerk in McHenry County, we have the Republican Catherine Keefe.
Uh-huh.
Going against the Democrat, Renee Overly.
Kathy and Renee.
That's right.
Kathy and Renee.
Your new FM morning show, Kathy and Renee in the Morning.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's random race number one.
Yep.
Or three. Random race number two.
In Kane County, running for Recorder of Deeds.
Oh, good. We're getting somewhere.
We have the Democrat, Brenda Rogers, taking on her Republican... I don't actually know who's the incumbent, so I won't even say challenger, but Republican opponent Sandy Wegman.
I know. I was so tired of both of their commercials.
Right, exactly.
Recorder of the Deeds commercials. They were running so many of those.
Yeah,
I could not keep up with it.
Get off my TV.
Was Brenda against who?
Sandy.
Brenda and Sandy going head-to-head. Democracy at work. And finally, Whip, in at number one, Whip's random races, God Bless the USA. What do you have?
All right, for coroner in Franklin County,
God.
Illinois.
Oh, you vote on that?
Now, this one I know a little bit more about. So the incumbent there is a funeral director named Marty Leffler.
Marty?
Who is a Democrat.
Uh-huh.
He is being challenged by Republican Brandon Odell.
Marty or Brandon?
Who is
who
a captain.
Be the coroner of Franklin County?
Now, Brandon Odell is a captain at the West City Fire Department. So you've got the funeral director against the fire captain.
That's gonna be a tough one.
Right.
Yeah, how do you decide?
I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight waiting for the outcome of that one.
The nation awaits word.
Coroner.
All right, so tomorrow morning, Whip, you will detail who won each of those races for us.
Yes, I will.
Okay, I can't wait to find out. Feel free to gamble at home with your family on this.
All right.
Bring a little levity to election day before the National Guard rolls in. Hi there, Julia.
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Julia, thanks for participating in the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll and not and making yourself not so secret. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you experiencing Election Day jitters at all?
Well, I actually voted on Sunday, but the line was really long. So as I kept getting closer, I got more and more nervous, like for final exams.
Like you weren't going to pass the test?
You were in line to get in to take your final in chemistry?
Yeah, you felt the pressure.
Yeah. I'm like, am I going to... The right answer?
Am I going to give the right answer?
Okay.
Many people might argue, Julia, there's no right answer anymore.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but you got it done? You got the whole process completed?
Yeah, I did.
Are you nervous at all about, you know, any fallout over the next 24 to 48 to 72 hours?
You know, I am, but I
nobody has any control anymore, you know?
Right. That's true.
That's what makes me uncomfortable, probably. You're absolutely right, Julia. Thank you. Yeah, she sounds like going when she took her finals.
She's so cute. Yeah, I get it, though. Now, I totally understand.
If someone sends that ballot back to you and says, hey, you got number one wrong, we got a problem.
What's interesting, in addition to that study that we were just talking about, 95% of respondents said that 2020 has negatively impacted their overall health. 95%. Their overall health has been negatively impacted. We're going to get into this more later on.
Okay.
Most notably, their sleep patterns and their ability to focus.
What?
If you listen to the show, you know, it's happening over there for sure.
Yeah, over there.
Over there for sure. Yeah, very, very stressful. We spoke to 10 people off the air. Uh-huh. We did not tell them the question ahead of time. You heard what happened in the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll, and we said to them that exact question. Are you experiencing election jitters and nervousness today?
Mm-hmm.
Of the 10 random people we spoke to, what do you think the results were? Melissa, how many said yes?
I'm going to say 9 said yes.
9. Whip.
I'll go with 7.
Violetta.
10 for 10.
10 for 10. One of you is correct. 7 of the 10 said they are experiencing election day jitters.
Okay.
Are you, Melissa?
I am.
You're nervous?
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way as our caller. I'm like, oh gosh. When I pick, what's going to happen? You know, is this going to be the right thing?
So you're more concerned about your pick causing some kind of outcry.
Well, you know, and just the general outcome. And, like, this is just stressful because, you know, everybody's talking about people are going to go crazy either way.
I think that's what they're talking about when it comes to election day jitters. I think they're more concerned with the response more than our own personal votes.
Well,
I'll tell you, if Melissa didn't vote the right way, I'm rioting. I don't think it's really come
down
to that.
Every vote counts, Eric.
That's true.
Every vote counts.
That is true. Top 3 things trending on Twitter. Here we go at number 3.
Harry Styles has 4 nipples. This story has been out for a couple of years, but it's resurfacing again and it's going around. He has 2 regular nips, and then below those, he has one on his upper rib and then one on his lower rib.
You know, when I woke up this morning, I didn't think when I came to work the phrase, he has 2 regular nips.
I don't know.
Would be said on the show.
It's like you say, like you can only say nipples so many times.
Yeah, that's
so nips is so much better.
Yeah.
Regular nips as opposed to cheese nips, for example.
That's true.
Is that why they're named that?
Yeah, that's why.
Weird.
For the product development over there at the cheese place, like we should call them nips. Look at Joe's nips. Look at all those things. It must be cold here. We should call the product that. All right, anyway, what are you saying about Harry's nips?
Okay, so he's got like a couple brown spots, like one on his upper rib, one on his lower rib, and there's a couple pictures surfacing right now again.
How do they know that it's actually an extra nipple and not just like a birthmark or, you know? How do you know?
I think like the formate, like it doesn't look like a nipple, but it does, have like characteristics of.
Don't ruin the Harry Styles has 4 nipple story. How do you know? It's not true. Next!
I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm like,
the doctors know.
How does it look?
Trending on Twitter number 2.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton got engaged, and they have been in prenup talks, though, for the past couple of months before the engagement. Gwen and her ex did not have a prenup, and this time around, she said she does not want any confusion. Do you guys want to guess how much both of them are worth?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's worth more? What do you think, Gwen or Blake?
Blake.
You think Blake?
I'm going Gwen.
I'm going to go Gwen.
Yeah, Gwen is $150 million.
Fashion brand.
Oh,
that's right. Lamb.
Come on, everybody. Come on.
Yep. And then Blake is reportedly $100 million.
Oh, so it's close.
Yeah, it is pretty close.
Yeah, that makes me feel horrible about myself. And trending on Twitter, number 1.
Hashtag it's election day, and it's officially here. A lot of people are headed to the polls early this morning. A lot of people did early voting, but a lot of commotion still at local polling places. Online, everybody is excited to post their I voted stickers.
Right.
And a small part of me thinks that if there weren't stickers involved, less people would vote.
They're doing it just so they can do the I voted stickers.
What? You think if there weren't stickers involved, less people would vote?
There was a point where in Chicago we didn't have enough money to pay for stickers at polling places, and I feel like people didn't go out and voted that year.
That was the reason.
You know, I got a note from Swanee. You got a note from somebody who says, hey, good morning. I just wanted to let you know that way out here in Plano, I got to the polls early and they did come outside and make the announcement. Hear ye, the polls are now open. That was our question earlier this morning.
Plano's the real deal.
As to whether or not that actually happens. Thank God they've got stickers in Plano. There you go, John Lester, right after signing with the Cubs. Talk about Rossi. He went from his teammate to his manager.
That's so weird but true.
Yeah. Yeah. John Lester buying everybody beer. His option was declined over the weekend. He paid for more than 4,800 beers, 34% tip in honor of his number. His bank even sent him a fraud alert going, hey, Johnny, you're getting ripped off here. He's like, no, I'm buying everybody beer.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Spent $47,000 for his thank you. We were wondering, anybody listening who got a beer?
Yeah.
Got a John Lester beer.
Actually showed up, wanted to get one.
Still looking.
Really?
Oh, wait, we got somebody.
Oh, good, good, good.
Oh, we got
there
somebody.
We go.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is Frankie G from Rogers Park.
Hi, Frankie.
Oh, my God. Oh,
where are you from again?
Rogers Park.
Oh, okay.
Hey, do we have to change? Hold on. Change your voice a little bit.
Me and my boys went and got a Miller's. Huge and bean dip. Picked up a couple, 2-3.
Okay.
Huge?
Huge. Huge.
All right. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come back to you. Change your... Don't, like... Just try to go a little deeper, a little weirder.
Oh, my
God. So it doesn't sound like you.
Okay.
It sounded exactly like you.
Hold on.
A little like Frankie Jonas.
Sounded like... Yeah, just like Frankie Jonas, like Karwowski. Like Karwowski, at least do a fake voice.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my...
Hey, we found somebody who got a beer.
Oh, cool.
Let's go live. Hi, who's this and where are you from?
This is Frankie G.
Where are you from, Frankie?
Rogers Park.
Oh, yeah. Did you go and get a John Lester beer, Frankie?
Yeah, me and my friend Huge and Bean Dip, we picked up 2 or 3 Miller Lights.
Same exact script. Okay, cool.
Is this low enough?
You got a little Wisconsin accent for being a Chicago guy.
Did you come in from Manitowoc?
No, we took the Lunch Street stop on the Brown Line.
I got you.
Oh,
Lunch.
2-3
Miller. Gotcha. Big Cubs fan?
Big Cub fan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're sliding back in your regular.
Yeah,
it's hard to maintain the fake voice.
You gave 2 or 3 minutes to prep. Come on.
Oh, I know.
It's gone.
Thank you, Big Karwowski. See you around. Ah, there it is. You're nervous, aren't you? But you want to know.
Yes, but my heart, I'm sweating under my arms.
Why? And this is interesting to think about it. Why are you so nervous to find out what 10 completely random people said anonymously about who they're voting for? What makes you nervous about it?
Maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm nervous because people are so incredibly sensitive to this.
So you feel like they might yell at you.
Just the results. Not at me, but I just feel like it might just cause just people to be upset just by hearing the answer.
And think about that. How crazy is that?
It is. It
right?
is.
This is just 10 random people on a radio show.
Yeah, take it for what it is.
That's it. That's all it is.
We didn't even check their voter registration. We don't even know.
There's more than 100 million people that voted in advance.
I know.
This
I know.
Is just 10.
I agree. I agree with you. People get very upset.
So you know what? I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll give you the results. Oof. Okay. I'll give you the results. And then next hour, we'll do it again.
Oh.
At some point. And see.
See if the random get through or see if
people on either side decide, I'm sticking around the next hour. I'm calling and getting my vote in on the 10 votes.
Right. See if we see like a repetition happening over and over again, the same result. Well, that's cool.
Thought on that? You guys all right with that? You nervous about that? Is that a good... Whip doesn't want any part of that.
I'm not nervous. I know it's just a snapshot of 10 people. I don't take it that seriously.
You should know this. It had to go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, wow.
True story. All right. True story.
Holy.
10 random callers, and it was 5-5. Which is really indicative of everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
Really indicative of everything. He had to go to the 11th call, Swanee did.
Fascinated by this.
Should we just leave it a tie?
On the 11th call.
Yeah.
The 11th call said they were going to vote. Who do you think?
Oh, you're killing me,
you're killing me.
All right.
I'm trying to find the name of the libertarian to see if we can throw that.
Oh, my
They're going to vote for Marty down in Franklin County for the coroner.
No. Don't do that.
The 11th vote said they were going to vote for Trump.
Okay.
Trump. That's what they said.
Okay.
All right. The people have spoken this hour.
6-5 is what it came in.
Wow.
6-5. And it's interesting because maybe that causes people on both sides to react in a different way, respond in a different way, be motivated in a different way. Who knows? From both sides.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think there's a reason to really get upset about it, but I feel like people Somebody will.
Well, let's see. Again, this is one of those random straw polls, an exit poll, as they say.
Totally. It's literally 11 people. That's
right.
It.
Let's try next hour. Let's try next hour and see if the same thing happens or if it gets flipped the other way.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be curious to see now.
This will be really interesting.
Yeah. We haven't got any hate texts, so that's good.
There's no reason to hate us. We didn't do anything.
Yeah. I'm just saying, sometimes.
Thanks for throwing that out, Viola. And go, that's something I probably knew.
Yeah,
let me get one of those in there right
text.
Now.
Yeah,
Pipe down.
If you got a hate message, we can give you the number of the anonymous callers.
Wow. 1,600 times. Not to be confused with 16,000 times, because those are two completely different numbers and two completely different words.
It's like when people say, like, 15 minutes to 10, and you're like, 9:45?
Mm-hmm. That's radio guys do that. They'll be like, you know.
Double timing you.
Exactly. 9:45, 15 minutes before the hour.
Only the guys over there at the oldie station do that.
They still do, though.
And they only have to do time checks 3 times an hour because every song is 14 minutes long.
That's so true. It's an easy gig.
But we digress. The average American child, before turning 18, will ask their parents, what, 1,600 times? What would that be? Ashley.
Thank you. Is it what's for dinner?
What's for dinner? Oh, no.
Okay. That was on
my
list.
That's the husband or the wife that asked that.
Right.
And that might be 16,000 times.
Exactly.
That might be. 1,600 times. Holly, they'll ask their parents.
Why?
No. That will be 37,000 times.
That's
really?
True.
That was on my list, too.
No. 1,600 times the average American kid before he turns 18 asks their parents. What, Michelle?
Can we get a pet?
There it is. Exactly right.
Oh, that many times?
1,600. Can we get a dog? Can we get a cat?
God.
I'd settle for a fish.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Michelle, you got kids?
I do. They're older, though.
Do you have pets?
I do.
So they didn't have to ask.
They asked for many. I had so many pets, you wouldn't believe it.
Right. All right. 1,600 requests for pets.
Yeah.
A third of parents surveyed are planning to buy their child a pet for the holiday.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't surprise me.
And that's been big this year. 2020 has been the year of pets, you know, with the quarantine and the lockdown. They say a lot of areas don't even have pets anymore. A lot of different shelters.
Hard to find.
Right. Everybody's adopting dogs
so
and cats
sweet.
And whatever. Two-thirds of parents eventually give in. Two-thirds.
Yeah.
And get their child a pet. Let's say they get them a dog. They also released the top 10 puppy and kitten names for 2020.
Oh, cute.
And, you know, it's a big year to go get a dog or a cat. Yeah. What do you think is the top name for dogs or cats in 2020? You name your dog or cat what?
It's got to be just like a human name, I'm guessing. So, like, Frank?
Frank.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Oh, that was mine.
Oh, really?
Less than Fluffy.
Larry.
Nope. Luna.
Oh, Luna.
Oh.
Your top 10 puppy or kitten names are Luna, Bella, Milo. Hey, Milo, the family dog.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Milo.
Yeah, Milo. Teddy, Lola, Coco, Buddy, Daisy, Bailey, and Poppy. Sounds like a kindergarten class.
It
really does.
The greatest nation on the planet.
Yes.
How do I know this? It's the first thing Violetta told me when I walked in here at about 5:15, bleary-eyed, cup of coffee. She's all dressed up, did her hair today.
Yeah.
I said, what gives her that? She's like, it's election day. I dress up for election day.
I'm happy to be an American.
There you go. As a Serbian trying to sneak your Aunt Marie in here. Is it Aunt Marie?
Yeah.
And you said you're trying to find somebody she can marry so you can sneak
her
into the country?
Well, yeah, my mom's been working on that for years.
Gotcha.
And she tries to do it with my dad's friends, and my dad's like, can you stop calling my friends?
Quit bugging my friends.
Trying to make them
marry. Aunt Marie.
Tell them
interestingly enough, it is election day, and I'm not telling you anything you haven't figured out already watching what's happened over the past, I don't know, 6 months. As the election has really started to barnstorm its way across America in the past couple of days.
Yeah.
Two completely opposing viewpoints.
Totally.
Completely different parties. One volatile and vitriolic election. Anger and frustration and madness and out of control in all corners, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hear things leading up to today. So-and-so's ahead here. So-and-so's ahead there. Pennsylvania this, Georgia that. Oh, my God, is Wisconsin really going to decide this? And on and on and on.
Totally, yeah.
So last hour, And we decided to do something. By we, I mean me.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked.
That caused Melissa to start sweating profusely.
I was, too.
Nerves were eating her alive. Election day jitters eating her alive as she wondered, can we do this? Will it result in people being furious? And we said, we can do this if people will just remember one thing. It's just one dumbass radio show. Talking to 10 random people.
Right.
To see what they're doing for no other reason than use it to gather information for whatever side you fall on.
Thank you for laying all that out.
Use it to motivate you this way or motivate you that way.
Sure.
It means nothing other than, huh, okay. That's where 10 random callers to one dumbass radio show, that's where they fall. We asked last hour 10 people without them knowing in a secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll, who are you voting for? That's when Melissa flipped over backwards and passed out. We had to resuscitate her. Oh, my God. I can't believe you're asking this. They're going to text mean things to us.
I thought I took my
If they
my
text
last
mean
breath.
Things to us, well, then they're the idiot.
Yeah.
Because this means nothing.
Yeah, they're the problem.
I know, but people get so touchy over this
well,
stuff.
Well, this is nothing to get touchy about.
I think
this is just
10
random people who didn't know the question.
But I'm glad that they didn't, so that's good.
Last hour, it was 5-5.
I know.
We spoke to 10 people. Ooh. 5 for Biden, 5 for Trump. True story.
Crazy.
We had to go to a tiebreaker last hour.
Unbelievable.
The 11th caller said they were voting for President Trump.
Yes.
Which caused, you know, all the texts. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, how dare you. Oh, but it's just 10 people. We'll give you their numbers. Call them.
Exactly.
So we said, okay, fine. Last hour. We'll do it again this hour.
Yeah, to see if anything's changed.
Find out. You know ahead of time. You stick around for an hour. Get your vote in. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You're just calling randomly. Get your vote in.
Right.
This is absolutely, and this sounds like a radio bit, but it's absolutely true. It was 5-5 again.
Come on.
Well, that's indicative of how close they say it
is
in some
so
areas.
Gotta be a, it's got to be a radio bit. You would think, right?
Absolutely. I watched Swanee do it. He just looked up at me and went, I can't believe this.
Wow.
5-5. We had to go to an 11th caller.
Uh-huh.
What do you think the 11th caller said, Melissa?
Biden?
What do you think the 11th caller said, Whip?
Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian candidate.
Whip wants no part of this.
I'll go with Biden.
Violetta?
Trump?
The 11th caller said Biden.
So last time they said Trump.
They said Trump.
Yeah.
So basically we're looking at a dead heat of random callers, which really, if you think about it, does that surprise any of us on what you've witnessed?
No, not this year. So it's up in the air.
Well, and really, my takeaway from this is one thing. We're not going to know anything till like Thanksgiving.
Could be.
We'll see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very, very interesting day. But Tidbit Tuesday first. NBC will be keeping Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show through 2021.
Oh.
After that, it's anybody's bet.
Oh. Wait, really? Well.
Finally, people are starting to figure out. I like Jimmy Fallon as a person, but he's just not a good talk show host.
Yeah.
I try to watch. He's just not good at it. I don't know how he's lasted this long, but he's fallen. He was leading for a very long time, The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Now they've fallen behind The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
And, you know, NBC, The Tonight Show, they don't do third place.
Right, that's their franchise.
Right. That's their thing. Could they bring back, or is it just too, like, cheesy or old school, like a variety, just pure variety show? Like, everything is just all... I think that that's kind of his problem. He does a variety show.
Right,
all
I
he
do.
Does
I think that's
skits.
What it is.
Like, well, all he does is see, but not in that
I think the very concept of late-night talk show is comedy and celebrity guests.
Right. Yeah.
And his comedy consists of, like, Saturday Night Live sketches, and he cannot do an interview.
Right, exactly. That's why I thought maybe it would work for him in a different time slot.
I did see one media critic type yesterday wrote a big long article. I won't bore you with it, but their point was their theory is after this election and everything gets out of the way that maybe the whole mindset of the country will shift back to specifically a Jimmy Fallon-esque type of comedy.
Not
so hard-edged and political like Colbert and even Jimmy Kimmel has become, but more like fun, lighthearted, we don't want to be serious anymore.
Maybe we'll go back to smashing
eggs. Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of talking, Whip at the Talk.
Oh,
Eve
always
is leaving
time.
The show after 4 seasons.
No.
Yeah.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know who that is.
I'm not sure either.
Eve who? I don't know who she is.
Good riddance. Eve. I don't know. No, I don't know.
Good riddance. No, I don't know.
No, I just mean I don't know who she is. It was just a joke. Like, good riddance. See ya.
You're on a roll with this. The jokes of the comedy right now.
Maybe I'd recognize
I'm like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. There you go.
Beyonce.
Who's she?
Reveals that she has literal beehives and keeps 80,000 bees, much to Beehive's delight. The Beehive
really?
Crew. She actually does have bees.
Okay.
80,000 bees. She has beehives.
Wow. Well, all right.
Britney Spears has reassured fans after her social media presence, saying, "I'm the happiest I've been in my life." And then she was escorted off by two guys in white coats.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, she wasn't.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute.
No. See, I was just kidding there.
I know. Sometimes I can't tell
she's
when you're
joking. She's a little
joking.
Bit crazy. Yeah, she came up and said, yeah. "I'm the happiest I've ever been." And then she looked at both guys and they're like, "All right, let's go."
No, I'm telling you.
Now that's serious. Yeah. Family to pay TikTok $12,000 after daughter buys likes. This one's for you, Violetta. Stay off of TikTok. It's going to eat you alive. You're next thing you know, you're going to start buying likes, and Bronco's going to have to pay for it. The cautionary tale about TikTok focuses on the children's access to additional billing through the app. One family from British Columbia was stunned to learn their 12-year-old had racked up a $12,000 bill by purchasing likes on TikTok.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yep. Oh, my God. That's
I hope
so
she
long.
Has a lot of likes for 12,000.
Yep. Violetta's more concerned with the quantity of likes than the actual bill.
Yeah, so what are you pulling
it
in here?
She's worth it if she got a lot.
$12,000.
She's in the millions.
Her mom should have to pay for that if she got a lot. A new survey says Canada is down for cannabis-friendly Christmas. The Canadians are like, "Hey, let's get stoned."
Oh. Okay.
About one-third or 32% of pot users would consider giving weed as a holiday gift in Canada.
Ah.
You think weed's a good gift, Melissa? Give a big box of edibles to somebody?
Some people, they would
I'm
really love it.
I'm asking for you.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would try it.
Yeah, you're the resident pothead on the show, so I figured you'd be all for that. Tarantula stows away to Ireland with a bunch of bananas. I don't think this is really that weird, that story. Isn't that where tarantulas are? In bananas?
You think they are?
Yeah.
Don't
when
they
crawl come up from
the
South America, they live in the banana.
Oh, yeah. My God. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Tarantulas are in bananas.
Whoa.
I don't think this is that weird.
Yeah. I can see that.
I didn't know that.
Let's skip that. We're running late after the debate of a second ago.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let's just go right to this. College in Bali, since we had bananas, college in Bali is accepting coconuts as tuition.
Okay.
It's coming to this now. It hasn't been the easiest year to be a student at any level for obvious reasons, but the Venus One Tourism Academy has been pretty chill about tuition fees and has started accepting payments in coconuts.
Oh.
Yes, coconuts. Because of the COVID pandemic, we have adopted a flexible policy in regards to payment, said the director. We produce virgin coconut oil so students can pay their tuition by bringing coconuts.
Oh. That's nice.
I forwarded this story to all three of my kids.
That's good.
Maybe there's nothing wrong with the Venus One Tourism Academy in Bali. top three things currently trending on Twitter. Violetta at number three.
So last night in Grand Rapids, Michigan, President Donald Trump brought up Gucci Gang rapper Lil Pump on stage at a rally.
He brought up Lil Pump?
Yeah. The thing is, he mistakenly called him Lil Pimp, and now Lil Pimp is trending.
All right. How about that, Lil Pump? Lil Pimp? Nice. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Chrissy Teigen made her first public appearance since her pregnancy loss. She joined her husband, John Legend, on stage at a Biden rally with the whole family. They had their kids there, and Legend went into kind of talking a little bit of politics, but also just saying, you know, he brought his kids and family here to show them the importance of democracy, whichever way you vote.
All the celebrities getting involved.
Oh, yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
We've been talking about Franklin County, Illinois, and the contentious race for coroner there.
Is it contentious? I didn't
know
it was.
I don't know.
It might be contentious. Yeah,
I wasn't aware. That's
hot
in
race.
Whip's races to watch.
That's right.
Exactly. And shockingly enough, Franklin County, Ohio is trending. They just announced that they're switching to paper poll books to check in voters because of technical difficulties.
Oh, boy.
And they want to assure everybody this doesn't affect your actual votes or the voting machines, just the way that you're getting checked in. But they have made a unanimous decision to just go fully paper on checking people in.
I'm going to hand you a piece of paper and a crayon.
Crayon.
You write your name down that you want. That's your vote.
No, it doesn't affect the votes.
Yeah.
So if you're voting in Ohio, you're fine.
Right. You just got to vote with a red crayon or a blue crayon.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.